Welcome to the Book of Mormon podcast. My name's Kyle, and I'm just a guy who really enjoys reading the Book of Mormon. As we journey through the text together, I'll do my best to help you stay on top of all the characters and storylines that are going on. But if you have any doctrinal or historical questions, you can get those answered in real time by reaching out on mormon.org/chat. Today we're reading 1 Nephi chapter 19. Up to this point, we've been following the journey of Nephi and his family as they left Jerusalem, wandered through the wilderness for at least 8 years, built a boat, crossed the ocean, and arrived in ancient America. Now we're going to take a break from that storyline because Nephi, the protagonist and author here, is going to write down some prophecies. He's going to teach us a little bit. One important note from the story we're taking a break from is that Nephi and his family brought scriptures with him. They were written on brass plates. We've learned a little bit about what's in there. We know there's some genealogy, the books of Moses, the writings of several prophets down to Jeremiah, who lived about the same time as Nephi and his family. But today, Nephi is going to write down some of those scriptures, copy them into the record he's making here so we can have them. So we're going to learn a bit more about who wrote in the brass plates and what they wrote. But first, Nephi is going to explain to us a little more about why he's making this record we're reading, which he's touched on briefly, but he's going to go into more starting in verse 1. And it came to pass that the Lord commanded me, wherefore I did make plates of ore, that I might engraven upon them the record of my people. And upon the plates which I made, I did engraven the record of my father, and also our journeyings in the wilderness, and the prophecies of my father, and also many of mine own prophecies have I engraven upon them. And I knew not at the time when I made them that I should be commanded of the Lord to make these plates. Wherefore, the record of my father and the genealogy of his fathers and the more part of all our proceedings in the wilderness are engraven upon those first plates of which I have spoken. Wherefore, the things which transpired before I made these plates are, of a truth, more particularly made mention upon the first plates. Nephi's mentioned this before. He made a set of plates and wrote the historical record of his people, and then God commanded him to make a second set of plates, which is what we're reading right now. Verse 3, and after I had made these plates by way of commandment, I, Nephi, received a commandment that the ministry and the prophecies, the more plain and precious parts of them, should be written upon these plates, and that the things which were written should be kept for the instruction of my people, who should possess the land, and also for otherwise purposes, which purposes are known unto the Lord. Wherefore, I, Nephi, did make a record upon the other plates, which gives an account, or which gives a greater account, of the wars and contentions and destructions of my people. And this have I done, and commanded my people that they should do after I was gone, and that these plates should be handed down from one generation to another, or from one prophet to another, until further commandments of the Lord. And an account of my making these plates shall be given hereafter, and then, behold, I proceed according to that which I have spoken. And this I do, that the more sacred things may be kept for the knowledge of my people. So the record we're reading right now is just the ministry, the sacred parts of Nephi and his people's history, whereas his other plates gave a more detailed historical, political account. This is just the sacred stuff. Verse 6, nevertheless, I do not write anything upon plates, save it be, I think it be sacred. And now, if I do err, even did they err of old. Not that I would excuse myself because of other men, but because of the weakness which is in me, according to the flesh, I would excuse myself. For the things which some men esteem to be of great worth, both to the body and soul, others set it not, and trample under their feet. Yea, even the very God of Israel do men trample under their feet. I say trample under their feet, but I would speak in other words. They set him at naught, and hearken not to the voice of his counsels. And behold, he cometh, according to the words of the angel, in 600 years from the time my father left Jerusalem. And the world, because of their iniquity, shall judge him to be a thing of naught. Wherefore they scourge him, and he suffereth it, and they smite him, and he suffereth it. Yea, they spit upon him, and he suffereth it, because of his loving kindness and his long suffering towards the children of men. And the God of our fathers, who were led out of Egypt, out of bondage, and also were preserved in the wilderness by him, yea, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and the God of Jacob, yieldeth himself, according to the words of the angel, as a man into the hands of wicked men, to be lifted up, according to the words of Zenoch, to be crucified, according to the words of Nahum, to be buried in a sepulchre, according to the words of Zenos, which he spake concerning the 3 days of darkness, which should be a sign given of his death unto those who should inhabit the isles of the sea, more especially given unto those who are of the house of Israel. So Nephi kind of hits a tangent here, it seems like, And he goes from talking about what he's writing on plates to talking about the coming of Christ. And he's just quoted several prophets here, Zenoch, Nahum, and Zenos. We'll learn in a couple verses that he's quoting things from those brass plates that his family brought with him out of Jerusalem. But these are three prophets that, outside the Book of Mormon, as far as I know, are unknown. They are not in the modern-day Bible. I don't know whether they're in any other ancient scriptures. And so we start to see here that the brass plates, even though it's easy to imagine them sort of being similar to the Hebrew Bible or the Old Testament, was that plus a lot of other stuff. And now starting in verse 11, Nephi is going to quote this Zenos prophet at length. For thus spake the prophet, the Lord God surely shall visit all the house of Israel at that day, some with his voice, because of their righteousness, unto their great joy and salvation, and others with the thunderings and the lightnings of his power, by tempest, by fire, and by smoke, and vapor of darkness, and by the opening of the earth, and by mountains which shall be carried up. And all these things must surely come, saith the prophet Zenos, and the rocks of the earth must rend. And because of the groanings of the earth, many of the kings of the isles of the sea shall be wrought upon by the Spirit of God to exclaim, the God of nature suffers. And as for those who are at Jerusalem, saith the prophet, they shall be scourged by all people, because they crucify the God of Israel, and turn their hearts aside, rejecting signs and wonders and the power and glory of the God of Israel. And because they turn their hearts aside, saith the prophet, and have despised the Holy One of Israel, they shall wander in the flesh, and perish, and become a hiss and a byword, and be hated among all nations. Nevertheless, when that day cometh, saith the prophet, that they no more turn aside their hearts against the Holy One of Israel, then will he remember the covenants which he made to their fathers. Yea, then will he remember the isles of the sea. Yea, and all the people who are of the house of Israel will I gather in, saith the Lord, according to the words of the prophet Zenos, from the four quarters of the earth. Yea, and all the earth shall see the salvation of the Lord, saith the prophet. Every nation, kindred, tongue, and people shall be blessed. So this is kind of a cool prophecy. It's similar to some of the things Nephi saw in vision a few chapters ago, with there being destruction and death in many parts of the world around the time of the death of Christ. But also some good stuff here about the gathering of Israel. So that's the end of this quote of the prophet Zenos. We get a really lengthy quote. In fact, the longest chapter in the Book of Mormon is in a book called Jacob, a couple books from now. It's an allegory that Zenos teaches and Jacob quotes. And so we will come back to Zenos in a while, but that's the end of the quote here. Verse 18, and I, Nephi, have written these things unto my people, that perhaps I might persuade them that they would remember the Lord their Redeemer. Wherefore I speak unto all the house of Israel, if it so be they should obtain these things. For behold, I have workings in the spirit, which doth weary me, even that all my joints are weak, for those who are at Jerusalem. For had not the Lord been merciful to show unto me concerning them, even as he had prophets of old, I should have perished also. And he surely did show unto the prophets of old all things concerning them. And also he did show unto many concerning us. Wherefore, it must needs be that we know concerning them, for they are written upon the plates of brass. So here we see Nephi is quoting scriptures from these plates of brass. Verse 22. Now it came to pass that I, Nephi, did teach my brethren these things, and it came to pass that I did read many things to them, which were engraven upon the plates of brass, that they might know concerning the doings of the Lord in other lands among people of old. And I did read many things unto them which were written in the books of Moses. I assume that's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, but don't know for sure. But that I might more fully persuade them to believe in the Lord their Redeemer, I did read unto them that which was written by the prophet Isaiah. For I did liken all scripture unto us, that it might be for our profit and learning. Isaiah is in our modern Bible, and he is notoriously difficult to understand. He's a prophet and a poet, so he says a lot of pretty things that are a bit difficult to understand. And Nephi loves Isaiah. And he's going to quote him at length in the next several chapters, and again in 2 Nephi, the second book Nephi wrote. So we will get down to that in the next chapter, but there's one final verse here in chapter 19 that finishes off. Wherefore I spake unto them, saying, hear ye the words of the prophet, ye who are a remnant of the house of Israel, a branch who have been broken off. Hear ye the words of the prophet, which were written unto all the house of Israel, and liken them unto yourselves, that ye may have hope as well as your brethren from whom ye have been broken off, for after this manner has the prophet written. And we will get to that next time in chapter 20.